From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump did not hold back against each other during speeches given at an annual charity dinner in New York Thursday night. At times trading in the traditional self-deprecating humor for more pointed attacks, Trump dominated the headlines leading up to the event, revealing his latest approach to the November 8th election.
That I will totally accept the results of this great and historic presidential election if I win.
But during Wednesday's debate, Trump said he would not immediately accept the results of the election, prompting President Barack Obama to tell voters in Florida Thursday that Trump's casting doubt on the legitimacy of the election is not helpful.
That is not a joking matter. No. I want everybody to pay attention here. That is dangerous, because when you try to sow the seeds of doubt in people's minds about the legitimacy of our elections, that undermines our democracy. Then you're doing the work of our adversaries for them.
Widespread election fraud has been extremely rare in the U.S. politics in modern times. Both candidates are heading into the final stretch of the campaign. Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says the operation to retake Mosul from the Islamic State is going much faster than expected. Al-Abadi spoke in Paris, where foreign ministers from Western and Middle Eastern nations have been meeting to discuss how to restore peace and stability once the Islamic State group is ousted from Mosul. Meanwhile, the Pentagon announced that a U.S. service member was killed in a blast in northern Iraq, but it was unclear if the incident was directly linked to the Mosul operation. This is VOA News. The Russian national, who was accused by American officials of hacking U.S. targets and arrested early this month in the Czech capital, is a 29-year-old Moscow resident. Czech authorities this week said the suspect was detained October 5th in downtown Prague in response to an Interpol warrant requested by the United States, and he now faces a Czech extradition hearing. A Russian government spokeswoman says the Russian Foreign Ministry and the Russian Embassy in Prague are actively working with the Czech authorities to prevent the extradition of the Russian citizen to the United States. Turkey claimed Thursday to have killed as many as 200 Syrian Kurdish fighters in airstrikes. Dorian Jones has our report.
The Turkish military says its air force launched 26 strikes on 18 targets, killing as many as 200 Syrian Kurdish YPG fighters. If confirmed, it would be the deadliest attack on the YPG by Turkish forces. The YPG is militarily backed by the United States as a key ally in the war against Islamic State terrorism. Turkish political columnist Semi Idiz of Al Monitor website says the airstrikes carry a powerful message.
I think it's a message which indicates that Turkey will do what it will do regardless of what others feel, and that may include America.
Thursday's airstrikes are believed to be an attempt to stop YPG advances to capture the Islamic State-held town of Al-Bab. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Polls and interviews show Filipinos largely continue to support U.S. military aid despite a string of anti-American comments from their new president, and some worry about his proposal for an alliance with China in light of a territorial dispute. Some people in the Southeast Asian nation, however, are prepared to give China a chance as their president, Rodrigo Duterte, visits Beijing this week to discuss economic aid for his impoverished nation. He told his audience that America has lost and that he has realigned himself with the Chinese ideological flow.
I have separated from them, so I will be dependent on you for all time. But do not worry, we will also help as you help us.
Duterte said Thursday he would separate from the U.S. militarily and economically. The move follows U.S. criticism of suspected extrajudicial killings in Duterte's anti-drug campaign. South Sudan President Salva Kiir is threatening to personally lead operations against armed groups in central South Sudan if gunmen continue to attack civilians along a key road there. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. More news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.